Sports with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. Joseph, the headline in Reuters, barred Venezuela candidates can take cases to tribunal, partially meeting U.S. demands. Opposition candidates barred from public office in Venezuela will be able to appear before the court's top tribunal, which will rule on their bans. The country's government and opposition said in a joint statement last week. This is Ms. Machado, who won the primary to run for the presidency. My understanding is that Washington has made her candidacy the bottom line for sanctions relief. Has that changed, Joseph?
No, that's somewhat stay the same. My understanding is that they are suspending any additional easing of sanctions, but the sanctions that have already been softened in the weeks and months prior, I think, are going to remain. Let's kind of get to the heart of why this is kind of a bad move, beyond all the obvious things of, you know, perverse incentives towards an authoritarian regime. But fundamentally, there's abundance of empirical evidence that show that the Maduro regime uses elections just to prolong its pursuit of power. And in this case, it's not just a national power, because they have that already. It's regional power, and they're going after their neighbors. And so these elections are really like a dog and pony show that the Maduro regime used as a distraction. In this case, they also used it to help pump up the referendum that they wanted to get passed before the Venezuelan population. And the easing of sanctions in exchange for elections is really like a deal that only allows Maduro to extend, to get benefits on both ends, to extend the period of the conversation of elections, to be able to pursue other more geopolitical objectives, and at the same time have more money to do so because the sanctions are lifted. Not to mention that this, you know, there is a component related to oil on all this. When it's with Guyana, we mentioned in the last segment that the 11 billion barrels that are off the coast, the Caribbean coast of Guyana. And Maduro is going to go after that oil. That's very clear. He's going to go after that oil. He's going to want to give it to Cuba and China. But and this kind of goes back to the Ukraine war, because when the Biden administration really started this conversation with the Maduro regime about lifting sanctions on its oil enterprise, to being able to give them more access, they juxtaposed that with the need to actually get more access to Venezuelan oil because of the sanctions on Russia, which really made no sense, because you're basically trading one authoritarian regime's oil for another authoritarian regime's oil, which eventually is going to bite you in the face, which it's now doing. But that really was a lot of smoke and mirrors, because at the same time, and I believe the Wall Street Journal, Mary Grady, reported on this, the Guyanese were looking for infrastructure deals, investments, loans, to be able to build out the infrastructure that they need, the ports particularly, to be able to start building out and processing this oil that they discovered. And the according to the reporting in the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration was, let's say, interventionist in the sense that they did not allow the Inter-American Development Bank to provide that loan to Guyana. Who has come in that place? China. China has signed several oil and gas deals with Guyana over the last several months. They've begun to come closer to the Guyanese and play this role of arson and firefighter to be able to help Maduro build out the capabilities to attack Guyana and then work with Guyana to help them, quote unquote, solve their Maduro problem. And a lot of this stems, John, from the failed foreign policy of the Biden administration. So easing sanctions on Venezuela has reciprocal effects, even in ways that you don't really realize. Because it's not just about Venezuela. It's about how you deal with a totalitarian regime. And appeasement's just not the way.
Ernesto, 30 seconds for Lula saying he'll never join OPEC or OPEC Plus, only an observer. At the same time, advancing the Amazon Forest Fund internationally. Is this going to be his regime as it goes forward? Two sides, taking both sides of the argument?
Yes, John, that's what he's trying to do. But the Amazon deal or any sort of protection is just marketing. What he wants is money, even be it through international cooperation for the Amazon or through oil deals. That's his priority.
Ernesto Araujo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.